text is from John's Gospel, chapter 15. Maybe the only text in the Bible to read on Memorial Day. "This is my commandment," Jesus says, "that you love one another as I have loved you. Greater love has no one than this, that one lay down one's life for one's friends." One thing and one thing only do I know for sure is true. That is, that everything that lives, plant, animal, or otherwise, at one point began to live, being hatched, spawned, or born, and at one point will cease to live. Life begins for everyone and everything. Life ends for everyone and everything. And for everyone and everything, there's living in between. And that's true for everyone and everything. The only difference is the relative length of time between the two endpoints. A length of time that is less important than you might think when you listen to what Jesus says about the experience of greater love. "Greater love hath no one than they lay down their life." On Memorial Day weekend, of course, we pay special attention and give special honor and respect and pause to commemorate the memory of those who chose freely to run the risk of having their life in between, their living in between, cut short by enemy gunfire in lands far away. "Greater love hath no one than to be willing to put oneself in harm's way for the benefit of people you never knew, can't know. Do it only for the honor of experiencing greater love and also to honor the principles for which we stand." Similarly, also, anyone who is a first responder, who agrees to live by a job description that says, "You go in when everybody else is heading out," greater love hath no one than the willingness to lay down in a way. And we pause to honor that greater love. It's also true that anyone who chooses to be in a relationship with someone else, to be the parent of a child, to be the child of a parent, lays down their lives for the relationship. There are things that we do. There is energy we expend on behalf of other people that we don't have to expend on ourselves anymore for the sake of greater love, for the sake of that relationship, for the sake of our children, for the sake of our parents, for the sake of our partners and spouses. When a child prays each night, "Now I lay me down to sleep," that child is in effect acknowledging that they lie down in the company of and under the protection of a family that loves them. And it takes an amazing and enormous amount of trust to do that, a childlike trust to "Now I lay me down to sleep." So also, when any of us as adults or at whatever age choose to lay down with another human being in that peace, quiet, and intimacy of a night's rest, it's a treacherous position to be in, and we tell our 15 and 16 and 17-year-olds and others, pay close attention to who you choose to do this with, because it's an extraordinarily vulnerable time and place. And you may get over it if it goes bad, but you'll never forget it. "Now I lay me down to sleep," in a relationship that's risky and beyond counting in its rewards. Life begins, life ends, there's living in between, loving and lying down. It's a risky thing. And it can go badly. The length of time of that living in between is not guaranteed to anyone. And we all know people, we are people, that have experienced devastating loss in our lives from people whose living in between time was shorter than it should have been. The value of that life, Well, in many ways, these are the moments that the rest of us become witnesses to others. In a sense, this is how far you can come after you've been whacked that hard. There's a kind of empathy that emerges in a community when we take seriously how both risky and rewarding the decision to live in between in the company of others can be. Love and loss are two sides of the same coin. And if there were no threat of loss, there would be a kind of complacency in life that I think would make life meaningless. I think of a profound question that showed up in my life this week in a movie trailer of all places. If you could live forever, what would you live for? Good question. In some sense, the experience of greater love can only be great because we understand that it could end so quickly. To cherish the moment, to take seriously the willingness of others to put their lives on the line for us, to stand in awe of the decision that parents make when they become parents, that partners, friends, and lovers, and spouses make when they choose that level of relationship, because it is tinged with the threat of loss. And meaningful especially because that's true. What is the essence of living in between? Empathy, in one sense, because we come to learn how it is and can draw others through it. There's a laying down of one's life, in a sense, by being willing to share a story of love and loss with those that are experiencing that and show them the way through. But maybe even more importantly than that, the experience of greater love is the opportunity we have to honor those who've gone before us with our lives. I was having a discussion this week with a colleague of mine who serves on UMC's Clinical Ethics Committee. And he was reporting to us that at UMC right now, they are just beginning stage one clinical trials on a new cancer treatment. Now, stage one clinical trials are kind of interesting. I didn't know this. They're testing a drug, or actually several drugs in this instance, that have never before been tested on humans. They have seen some positive results in a few rats and other laboratory experiences, but there's no way to know what these medications and interventions do to humans and the treatment of their cancer without testing it on humans. It may have no effect, may have some benefit, it may actually be detrimental. So who are the people that agree to be research subjects in stage one clinical trials? These are people who are quite literally near the end of their lives and are told by the doctors, there's a new cancer treatment that we're trying, we've never tried it before, it may give you some benefit, there's a small chance of that because we don't know enough. There's a pretty good chance it's going to make you feel lousier than you do already. And the only way that we can learn how to move forward in the treatment of this disease is if you are willing to subject yourself to this. Greater love hath no one than this, than they lay down their lives for others. That took me back a little bit when I learned how that has to work. There are people right now experiencing that process, the results of which no one will know. But in 15 years, maybe someone in this room will benefit from what's being learned in those clinical trials and be the recipient of greater love from people you have no idea who they are or what they're about. As a concept, that's the way to lead our living in between. To live our lives such that whatever it is that we're doing honors the giver and at least has a chance of helping us leave it better than we found it. Stage one clinical trials, close relationships, now I lay me down to sleep, all part and parcel of the wonder, the miracle, and the never-ending possibilities for renewal that come from living in between. Amen.